In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fidelium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fidelium Sancte Spiritus illustrationem oculi Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancta Ignatii, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We continue our spiritual exercises, our retreat, with the conclusion of the first week exercises, which is a contemplation and meditation, summing up all we have seen those last days, last hours, the first week exercises. Meditation on God's infinite and merciful love, or infinitely merciful love. You can put it in many ways. It is really resuming of all the colloquies of the first week leading up to the confession. Strong incentive to make a good confession, a good general confession, if you want. Make the preparation of the place as usual, those exercises. Yourself before God, your soul before God, judgment or in death, moment of your death, whatever, since confession has been instituted by our Lord in the manner of a tribunal. This shouldn't be so difficult. I have to accuse my own sins. I'm the one who is accusing myself. It's a bit different from an usual earthly judgment, but not that much different. The manner is the same. The priest judges in confession about the reality, the truth of my contrition, of the penitence, contrition. God will judge the state of my soul in the personal judgment. So then just two major points in this meditation, but very important. God loves us with a love which is full of mercy, and this love and God's mercy are infinite. They have no limits, they know no limits. Don't get upset with all the talk about mercy, God's mercy, Sister Faustina and all the other modernist rubbish. They have a true point because, of course, God is merciful. His mercy is infinite. But in what the modernists are wrong is that they hide the other side of the medal, of the coin, that God's justice is also infinite. We don't properly understand how those two things go together. For us, they seem quite contradictory, at least contrary. Be merciful and just at the same time, but of course in God this is not a problem. God's love to us is real. Each of those terms, God loves us, but his love is merciful, and his love and mercy are infinite. You need to think about each of those notions briefly. God truly loves us. In caritate perpetua dilexit nos Deus. With an eternal charity, God has loved us. Go to the texts of the feast, the office of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, if you want. There are plenty of those expressions about God.